Sanchez.
Stepping in, number 18, Carlos Sanchez.
Sanchez now in there. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. All right, I just sang the fifth inning stretch filling in for Jesse, so I just want to get the production room's rankings out of 10. So let's do this here. Pitch home. That's popped up. Third base side. Out of play. And we'll do it again. And don't be nice. Give me your legit score, what you guys thought. And I'm going to read this off here. Out of 10. And it doesn't have to be a whole number. If you want to go decimals, that's cool. But let's compile these, and I'll let you know. My first time this year, whenever Jesse misses, this is his first home game. He should be back for game two. Pitch home. That's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. Sanchez today, 0-for-2, ground out and a fly out. All right, Terry's first. 5.5, he says, go faster. I was a little slow, or was I really slow? He's giving me the, you're kind of flirting with real slow, kind of slow. All right, hold on. We got pitches coming up. This is like American Idol. They're all flashing the scores. This is beautiful. Judges in the production room to my left. 1-2 pitch. This is on the ground to second. Yama shuffles to his right, has it, throws over to first. And there's your second out. Guys, hold on. I'm going to record this just in case you guys make me laugh. Okay. All right, so Terry gave me a 5.5. Oh, Cassidy, 6.3, bit slow. Wow, I really dragged it out. I was trying to serenade him, let him enjoy it. Is that Dale over there giving me a hard 6? Wow, guys, I'm going to be honest. I did not pass here. Hold on, we got some more. Pitch home. That's down low. If you missed it, I was tasked with singing the fifth inning stretch here, so I'm getting reviews from the production room. Wow, a 3? Oh, my goodness. That's tough. All right. 1-0. There's a bouncing ball to first. That is foul. One ball, one strike. All right. Chris, a solid 7. Okay. Oh, from 3.3 to 6. Steven, your heart showing its true colors. Oh, he had 3.3 written down, put a slash through it, and went 6. How did I get the extra points? I'll take it. It's beautiful. 1-1. There's a bouncing ball to first. That is foul. All right, so my highest score was a 7. My lowest score was a 3. I'm somewhere in the middle. We'll call it 3. A combination of 3 and 5. Is that wrong? Shout out Saturday Night Live. 1-2 two strikes. Just a little bit wide. He tried the off speed. And we'll do it again. Well, hey, guys, thanks for putting up with me. I will make sure to sing a little bit faster next time whenever my next opportunity comes. And anybody here, thanks for singing along. Pitch home. On the ground, sliding stop on the seat of his pants. Montero to his right gets up, flips to Shaw. He's covering in time. Beautifully done right there. I tell you what, that's a 10 out of 10 all around from Montero to Shaw. Okay, let's head to the bottom of the sixth. Lansing a chance for insurance up 3-2 here at Jackson Field.
You've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lug Nuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
moving our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. Thanks for joining us from the garage just off the Grand River here, Michigan State Capitol. Adam Jackson with you. A little Benny and the Jets to welcome up Ben Newton. He steps into the box with those electric boots, and here comes the pitch. And it shoots in there, strike one. A Newton today, a line out to center. It was a heck of a catch from Carlos Jorge, and then a sacrifice bunt he was out on in the third. 0-1. Line down to left center field. That is dropped in. It's a base hit. Cut off by Jorge, but Newton speeding for second, and those electric boots get him in there safely ahead for slide. Dirty up the front of that uni, and take a peek over to your bullpen. Double to open up the sixth inning for Benny Newton. All right, now here comes Davis Diaz. 2-for-2 today. That insurance run at second seems massive. 3-2, nuts in front, bottom six. First of two, so 7 innings for both. The pitch, a fastball, right down the middle of the plate, strike one. And a time called. Diego Omana going back out there to talk with Jimmy Romano. And again, this is the perfect time for the Lugnuts, trying to get a rally going because the crowd is pouring in here because we're getting closer to 7 o'clock. Again, what would have been the normal start time for the Thirsty Thursday. And instead, we have two tonight. So there are some of the folks. Couple of Lugnut caps in there. It's a beautiful 85 degree day out here. Great day for ball in Michigan State Capitol. Righty righty, here comes an 0-1 offering. That's down low. Darlene Montero waits on deck. The Nuts runs came in the first three innings. An RBI single from Pedro Pineda. And then a sack fly from Lasco in the second. RBI single from this man, Davis Diaz, in the third. Runner at second, nobody out. The pitch, lifted out to right field. Almonte is going back towards the line, makes the grab. Newton is tagging. Almonte fires. It's cut off there to the left of the mound by the shortstop, Sanchez. So Newton is 90 feet away from giving Lansing a two-run lead. Go! I'm out of work right there for Davis Diaz. Get the runner over. Infield in. Graham, Sanchez, Escanio, and Stovall all right outside the cut of the infield grass. Newton at third, one away, bottom six. The pitch. Off speed, top of the zone, given, strike one. Montero, base hit in the second. Struck out looking in the third. The pitch. The left-hander bends over the plate to get a closer look. It's outside and way low. Ball one. Ankle guard with the lightning bolt logo on the front of it. And tan on that front right foot. 1-1. Montero goes fishing there. Strike two. You got any twos? No? Go fish. How about a 1-2? Here it is. Chopping ball, weakly hit, third base side, foul. Amazing that Montero got a piece of that. That was 93, and that was way up. And I'm talking way up. He tomahawked that thing down, which he had to, basically. Swinging way over his head. Great bat-to-ball skill. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He goes chasing out of the zone again. Good-looking slider. There's the second strikeout for Romano. Two away. All right, so it's up to Cameron Leary. Batting just .150 in his first few lug nut games. He's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Pitch home. That's a little bit up and out. 95-mile-an-hour miss. 3-2 nuts. We're in the bottom of the sixth, Lansing three outs away from taking the first two games of this series, and then we'll play the third game right after. 1-0. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch. Bends in there, bottom of the zone, good off speed, strike one. Reminder, if you're sticking around for game two, which we certainly hope you will, we're going to take a little break after the game, and I'm guessing around 30 to 40 minutes. We'll come back, get that second one started up for you right here on MILB.TV. 2-1. Cracked out up in the air to right field. Almonte's going back to the track, and he just has it. A basket waist-high catch right in front of the ribbon board. And he tosses the baseball up to some youngsters on the berm. Good poke right there for Leary, but not quite far enough. We head to the seventh. Lansing three outs away from wrapping up a Game 1 win this evening at Jackson Field, up 3-2.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion, and he said, "We're going to the ER immediately," and came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos, they started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Beautiful downtown Lansing, the site of this evening's two games between the Dragons and the Nuts. Adam Jackson with you, 3-2 Lansing leads, top seven. They are three outs away from a game one win. Can Shashu Shun get the final three outs? He's pitched since the fourth. Throws home. And the first one is in there, strike one. Well, it was Kenya Huggins for 2 2/3. He gave up the two-run shot to Carter Graham, then nothing else. Then it's been Shaw ever since. Gave up a hit in the fourth and the fifth. Nothing in the sixth. Here he is in the seventh. Pitch home. That's outside, ball one. And if you're wondering, nobody warming out in that bullpen. So they are going to let Shashu Shun try and go get this thing here. Lansing up 3-2. Pitch home. Whacked out. Jumping attempt by Yama. It goes off his glove into shallow center. He tracks it down. And the tying run is aboard in this seventh inning. 100 off the bat on a high fastball. 90-mile-an-hour line drive. And Yama had a chance there but couldn't quite hold on. Here's Ariel Almonte. Remember, Dragons got a run in the ninth inning last night, yet they trailed 4-2. Pitch home. Breaking ball. Bends away. Just a touch wide. Ball one. So they needed one more run. Weren't able to get it. They fell 4-3. 3-2 nuts, top seven in game one against the Dragons. Shaw throws back to first, and Montero catches, no tag. Throws home. Squared foul first base side. Boy, Peterson Plaz just got out of the way there. he had to do everything to contort his body from not getting nipped by that speeding 105 bouncing baseball just to the right of the first baseline. Almonte 1-for-2 today. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the seventh, Nuts 3 outs from a win. The pitch. Breaks in there. Outer edge, called strike two. Shot a fastball, slider, and the changeup. That the slider that came right in there. 6'3", 190-pounder. Tucks that mitt just inside his left shoulder. Now comes set. Chin high, brings it down to his waist. Throws. Right in there. Oh, my goodness. Not called again. And that one wasn't close. Right at the bottom of the zone at 93 miles an hour. That's strike three. But Theo Arndt says, no, it's not. Okay. On we continue. 2-2. Twisting in on the hands. Back foul. Well, there have been a couple of pitches from Shaw that have been shown for strikes on strike three pitches. And he has not gotten a few of them. So just going to have to adjust here and see if he can find a way a little deeper in the count from Almonte. Throws home. Reached down to first. It is foul. Past a lunging Montero over there and kicks its way to the bullpen. Trapped down there with the right foot by Hunter Bro. Sunglasses on. Hoodie on. Baseball stopped. Nice play. Premier League opens tomorrow. Maybe a spot for him. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Ariel Almonte. The pitch. Kick back, foul. Good battle here. He gets on. Dayton would have 2 on with nobody out. Had 2 on with 1 out in the second, and then a double play from Omanya. They didn't get any runs there. Their only runs, a 2-run shot from Graham way back in the first. It's the 7th. 3-2, Nuts lead. The pitch. Popped up in the infield. Yama to his right. Just behind second makes the grab. One down. So not a strikeout, but it is an out. And now here's Miles Smith. A double play would end this game. Shaw trying to go the final 4 innings of work. Lansing with 102 turn double plays this year. Throw back to first. Montero makes the catch, throws it right back. Shaw Shu Shun flips up that sleeve on his throwing arm. Shows you off that bicep. Throws home. Slider dangles in a little bit tight. Ball one. Again, reminder, we will have game two coming up right after this one concludes. Jose Montero against Corey Avan. The pitch, swing, and a miss. That's strike one. Take that. That's tomorrow's matchup. Kyle Robinson and Graham Ozma coming up in the second game today. You'll see Montero and Avan tomorrow. Nestor Laurent and Etch coming up on Saturday. The pitch. That shoots inside. 2 balls and a strike. Then Nick Sando and Ryan Magdeach on Sunday. Your pitching matchups for this series. The second to last series at home for the Nuts. The second to last series between the Nuts and the Dragons this year. They closed the season together down in Dayton. 2-1. Popped up in the infield a mile high. Behind the plate. Diaz, mask off, flung away. Rocks to his left, makes the catch to the left of home plate. 2 outs. And that thirsty Thursday crowd that has started to pour into Lansing and Jackson Field, ready to make some noise if Shaw Shu Shun can find one more out here. We do have a pinch hitter, though. Jack Moss is coming to the plate. We saw him in yesterday's game. He was 1-for-3 with a single in his last AB. So he's going to bat for Diego Omanya. Three to two, Nuts in front, top seven. 1 out away from a game 2 win in this series. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball on that outer edge. 91 miles an hour. Moss, left-handed bat. Digs back in. 6'4", 205 out of Memorial, Texas and Texas A&M. Giggum. Pitch home. A little bit wide. Runner at first with two outs. Lansing won yesterday by a run, 4-3. Trying to win the first of two games today by a run, up 3-2. Shot set, throws. That's down low. Good sliding stop right there by Davis Diaz. Really has been impressive by Davis how much better he continues to get behind the plate. Just his second season professionally. Switched catcher. He was an infielder for the most part at Vanderbilt. 2-1 pitch. That's inside. Nearly clipped Moss. Now three balls and a strike. So this getting dangerous here. Could put two runners on and then go right back to the top of the order with Carlos Jorge looming on deck. The Taiwanese twirler comes set. Belt high hold, throws. Puts it right in there, strike two. And the Dragons are down to their final breath here. Runner at first, two outs. Three balls, two strikes on Jack Moss, the pinch hitter here in the ninth. Make that the seventh. Pitch home. Twisted foul, first base side. Wander Guante. How about that? Just stuck his arm out there and caught that off a hop. All done. That lower bowl has just continued to fill up. And these fans hoping they can stand up and applaud what they hope is the Lugnuts' 55th win of the season. Lansing wins, they would be an even 55-55. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Yanked out to right field. Coming in. A knee-high catch from Pineda to save it. And that does it. Sha Shu Shun, brilliant in the back half of this first game of the doubleheader. Nuts hang on. 3-2. Celebrate good times. A Nuts victory to open up this twin bill here on Thursday, August 14th, 2025. We'll take a quick break, come back, get you a short post game, and then we will get you ready for that second game. Nuts 3, Dragons 2 from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you'll have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
Back here to Jackson Field, we wrap up Game 1 quickly here before a 7:40 first pitch for Game 2. Lansing 3, Dayton 2 in the first of this twin bill. Lansing with 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Dayton 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Yeison Sanchez, he threw 3 pitches in middle relief just to get them through the hump of the piggyback there. And he's your winner. Now 2-0 on the season. The loss goes to Luke Hayden, 2-7, and Shaw picks up his first save going the final four innings there, and he gave up just a few base hits, a walk, and had a couple of strikeouts. Lansing did it, scoring three runs in the first three innings. That was enough. RBI single from Pineda in the first. A sac fly from Lasco in the second. Davis Diaz, RBI single in the third, and then good pitching the rest of the way. Huggins went 2 2/3 for its two runs, both on that homer from Carter Graham, three strikeouts. Sanchez, just the three pitches, got the flyout, and then Shaw goes the final four with three hits, no runs, a walk and two strikeouts. A game that started at 5:05, lasted just an hour 52, and 85 degrees for this first game. Okay, we're going to wrap things up, go get the lineups. We'll go off the air, and we'll try and get back on around 7:30, 7:35. For that second game, we'll be right back here on MILB.TV. It's game two between the Nuts and Dragons tonight. Dayton now 13-28 in the second half, 34-72 overall in the basement of the East Division. While Lansing improves to 19-25 in the second half, and now an even 55-55 through the 110 games they've played this year. Seven-inning game two battle coming up next in just under 40 minutes. Adam Jackson with you right now. We'll be joined by Jesse Goldberg-Strassler at some point when we get started in that second game. In the meantime, hang tight, grab some food, get a beverage or two, and come back and join us at around 7:40. Once again, your final, Lansing 3, Dayton 2. Talk to you in a little bit. For game two between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. Adam and Jesse here for a thirsty Thursday. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, ready to deliver game two, but we can't deliver game two without recapping game one. So while the band booms down there on the concourse, let's get into it. Lansing, a slight edge. They won 3-2 against the Dayton Dragons in the second game of the series, first game tonight. Lansing now 55-55 overall, while the Dragons 34-72. Lansing in fourth place now in the East Division, Dayton sitting in sixth. And here's how it happened. Dayton got off to a 2-0 lead. It was a home run that went out from Carter Graham to left field. It hit off the railing out there just above the 20-foot-tall wall in left. And that was after Carlos Jorge reached on a swinging strike three, but a wild pitch allowed him to get aboard safely, and that turned into a two-run shot, so it was a great start for the Dragons. However, Lansing was able to come right back with runs. They got a run in the first, the second, and the third. It started with a walk to Lasco. Then Yamo walked, and then an RBI single from Pedro Pineda, who is just returning from the IL from last week. The Nuts then got their run in the second inning thanks to a couple of hits from Diaz and Montero. Diaz came in to score on a line-out sac fly from Ryan Lasco to left. And then an RBI single from Diaz scored T.J. Schofield-Sam in the third. That ended up being the winner. T.J. Schofield-Sam with the first extra base hit of this series for Lansing with the double to open up that third inning. And then it was the pitching that took over. How about it? Kenya Huggins again gave up the home run, but that was it. Three strikeouts, no walks. Yason Sanchez, who actually got the win, coming in to get the final out in that third inning. And then Sha Shu Shun Well done from the 21-year-old. Four innings, gave up just three hits, no runs, with a walk and two strikeouts. Efficient, too, 64 pitches, 42 for strikes. And he earned his first save, a game that took just under 2 hours. Lansing winning 3-2. Got out hit 7-6 by the Dragons. No errors in that game. Nuts left six on. Dragons left four on. Sanchez picked up his second win. Hayden his seventh loss. Shaw his first save. And so now we turn the card over, and it is time for game two. The Lansing Olive Burgers have taken the field. They are in those light green, olive green unis, and they've got the maroon sleeves. And it is Kyle Robinson who toes the slab as the Nuts go out there, as the sun starts to set down to the west of the stadium. And let's give you their alignment. C.J. Botero in left, Ryan Lasko in center, Carlos Pacheco in right, Ben Newton, Casey Yamauchi, Gunnar Gouldsmith, and T.J. Schofield-Sam around the infield from left to right, with Mario Gomez behind the plate. The Nuts now coming in here again. 19-25, 55-55, and now 29-27 at home. Game number 111 on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025. And quickly, let's run you through the starting nine for the Dayton Dragons. Carlos Jorge leads off as the DH. Anthony Stephon bats second in left field. Carlos Sanchez hits third at short. Carter Graham bats cleanup at third. Yerlane Confidon in center batting fifth. Peyton Stovall hits sixth at second. Ariel Almonte in right field batting seventh. John Michael Fail catching batting eighth. And Jack Moss to round out the order batting ninth. Jorge, Stephon, Sanchez, Graham, Confidon, Stovall, Almonte, Michael Fail, Moss. Dayton switches from the green alternates to their black tops with the gray pants against the olive greens of Lansing. And back from his quick hiatus to watch young Alon graduate from preschool, here is the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hey, so good to be back by your side. Usually I color coordinate how I write each team in on my scorecard, and I've been writing Dayton in green, switching to black, just like the Dragons switched to black. And here are the Olive Burgers ready to oppose. Carlos Jorge steps up there, followed by Stephon, and then Sanchez. Home plate umpire Theo Arndt, bases umpire Caleb George at 7:42 p.m. You ready for more baseball?
Let's do it.
Right-hander Robinson, left-handed swinging Jorge takes a called strike, underway at 7:42 p.m. Game one, the only Dayton runs came in the first inning. What will they have here in the first? Line drive, left field, Jorge's on with a base hit. Played in by C.J. Patero. In game one, it was Jorge who scored the first run, reaching on a drop third strike, and then homered in by Graham. Threat to run. Schofield-Sam kicks around the dirt just next to first base. Second baseman Gunnar Gouldsmith. The shortstop, Casey Yamauchi, the third baseman, Newton, look to turn two. Anthony Stephon swings and grounds to second. Here we go. Gouldsmith to Yamauchi over to first. It's 2-4-6-3. You order it up, and the kitchen delivers.
So a couple olives on that double play burger right there.
Watch your buns.
Yikes.
I mean, we're digging in here in game two. Well, that brings up the number three hitter, Carlos Sanchez. And he swings and misses strike one. Fastball away from Robinson. That last outing for Kyle Robinson, Adam, what really impressed me, the overhand curve, the kick change. Swing and a miss. Kick change.
He's in a rhythm, ready to go to start this game.
You got to feel the rhythm. You got to feel the rhyme.
It's bobsled time.
Cool pitching. Carlos Sanchez with the open stance. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. He was reaching for the change, and it came up empty. Robinson faces the minimum, scoreless top of the first, and now here come the Olive Burgers when we return.
your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
That's Mario Gomez for the Lugnuts, and go back to the park. Go nuts.
We have heard that this game two of today's Twin Bill is going to be a bullpen game for the Dayton Dragons. The lefty Graham Osman gets the spot start. So far this season for Osman, 21 appearances, 40 and a third innings, 33 walks, 40 strikeouts, and a 5.8 ERA. Takes on Ryan Lasko to open things up for the Lansing Olive Burgers. Dayton didn't score. Here's Lansing's chance. Lefty to righty. Up and away, ball one. Big, big thanks to Adam Jackson holding it down, taking care of so much that you might hear, so much that you don't even know about behind the scenes here in Lansing. Ball one offering coming in. He takes a called strike on the fastball at 91. The catchers, John Michael Fail for Dayton here for game two. At first base, Jack Moss. The second baseman is Peyton Stovall. Carlos Sanchez is at shortstop, and Carter Graham is over at third. A 1-1 pitch for Lasko. Down and in, ball two. And the outfield, first in left field, Anthony Stefan. Yerlin Confidant is in center. And in right field, Ariel Almonte. Osman gets a sign from Fail. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch for a good hitter. Lasko drives it foul, way down the right side. Ricocheting around on the original Oakfield bleachers, kicking forward. Two balls and two strikes in the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Not quite night yet, but the sun is setting. That blue sky above is starting to darken in color. Wind tugging on the American flag in. The pitch, up and in. Three balls, two strikes. In game one of today's doubleheader, Lasko opened it with a walk, but then he was raced on a fielder's choice by Leo DeVries. And then DeVries scored Lansing's first run. The payoff pitch. Lasko takes. Called strike three. Fastball at the knees. He was hoping for the walk. No, sir. One batter, one strike at Brossman.
Well, that's a good pitch right there. Right at the bottom of the zone. He did see some of those not get called in that first game, but he switched the umpires up. Theo Arndt says, yes, sir, strike three.
And the pitcher wants that low strike. Here's Leo DeVries, switch hitter batting right. He takes, strike called, inside corner.
Good to see Lasko back, because there was a little mini collision, Jesse, in that first game between DeVries and Lasko on a ball that was out in shallow right center.
Well, they're both two such physical players. Oh, one offering. Foul away, strike two.
They stayed in. I checked in with Ryan there in between games. You good, man? Oh, yeah. Totally fine.
You know he'll steer you straight.
Uh-huh.
There have been a couple of times, because DeVries has such range from shortstop and Lasko has such range from center, they encroach upon one another's territories. No score. One out. At an 0-2 pitch for Mossman. Little lofter, shallow left. Sanchez goes out. Shortstop's ball for the catch. Two outs. And now Casey Amauchi, who is Lansing's shortstop here in Game 2 with DeVries DHing. Adam, you've talked about this being a later arriving crowd on a Thursday. As I was pulling back up to the ballpark, there is so much life going on around inside this ballpark. Yamauchi shows butt, pulls back, takes a ball in.
Been fun to watch the lower bowl just get fuller and fuller, and the stadium as well. Engulfed with individuals coming out to enjoy a beautiful night.
Yeah, there's a spark right now in downtown Lansing. Ball went off, right? Yamauchi takes ball two, buried it. All of the folks walking up to Jackson Field. I saw a family walking up, and the two younger ones were wearing one a Bichette and one a Guerrero Jr. jersey.
Throwback.
Yeah. City Connect Toronto, but the former Lugnuts. 2-0 from Osma. There's a called strike. Fastball working in. That's the fun of trying to envision which of these players we'll be seeing the uniforms in the years to come. Yamauchi, the Hawaiian. Osman's pitch. Fouled off at home. Man on deck is TJ Schofield Sam, native Canadian. Probably members of his friends and family might own some Guerrero and Bichette gear. That is the fun right now of the major leagues. What the Blue Jays are doing atop the AL East, what the Brewers are doing atop the NL Central, the Padres in the NL West. Swing and a foul at home plate by Yamauchi. You look around baseball and you go division after division. Look at this team making noise.
And then you might check in and just see what the Marlins center fielder is doing. And you're like, oh my gosh, baseball is alive right now.
I mean, Jacob Marcia has some folks around these parts, dare I say, fired up.
Oh yeah. Now baseball's rolling right now. Ton of compelling stuff.
Two outs, nobody on, no score. Osman's 2-2. Shot toward short. Sanchez to his left, gloves over to first. And the stretch by Jack Moss. Heading over. Graham Osman, a perfect frame. Onward to the second. Olive Burgers and Dragons, no score.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here. And I'm an innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Avent with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Open up the second inning. Olive Burgers and Dragons. How about that for a matchup? Only in the Midwest League. For the Dayton Dragons, here in the second inning. 4-5-6 in their order against the righty Kyle Robinson. Carter Graham takes the breaking ball for a called strike. That's Graham, Confidant, and Stovall. Against Kyle Robinson, 6'6", 225 pounds. Let's it fly. Fastball hit high and deep to center. Ryan Lasko is back with room in front of the Miller Lite sign to make the catch. And the folks who were here earlier remember that Graham had homered in his first at bat in game one. Not here, though. One away for Yerlin Confidant. Left-handed batter. Swings and drives the first pitch foul. Left side, strike one. Fastball 94 from Robinson. Kyle Robinson is a fascinating sort of pitcher. Turned 22 in the middle of July. Just drafted last year in the 11th round. First pick of the third day of the draft. Brings it. Confidant swings. Little looper. Shallow left field. It is down for a base hit. A hop in front of Patero. Quickly into Yamauchi. One out single for Confidant. Robinson gave him the big overhand curve. Confidant just got enough on it. Texas Leaguer.
Against the guy that went to school in?
Texas.
Hey, now.
And was promoted to the Texas League earlier this season. Curveball called a strike to Peyton Stovall. That was the thing about Robinson. He had pitched so well earlier this year, had an outing where he went six hitless innings, earned his way up to double A, struggled with his command. He's back here in high A, numbers game, deals. Stovall bounces, second base side. Goldsmith to Yamauchi to first, not in time. Fielder's choice, force at Confidant. Stovall takes a spot at first base, two gone. It was nearly two double play balls in two innings. Back to Robinson, Adam. Because here's the fascinating thing to me. If you look at his overall stats entering play today, you could cut it right down the middle. Ayala Almonte has a lot of power from the left side, and he takes a ball low. Entering play today in the Midwest League, Kyle Robinson, how many innings? 51. How many innings in AA? 51. How many strikeouts here in the Midwest League? 37. How many strikeouts in the Texas League? 37. Runner starts and stops. The pitch swung out and missed. Kick change. 1-1 on Almonte. So because it was exactly 51 innings in each league, high A and double A, you could contrast the other stats. Hits were about the same, 50 in Lansing, 56 in Midland, but 16 more walks issued in double A. 1-1. Almonte bounces weakly to second. Gunnar Goldsmith gloves over to first. Side retired. Command is looking good for Robbie right now. One hit, one left. No runs in the ballgame through 1.5.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
The home second inning, we'll see the 4-5-6 batters coming up for the Lansing Lugnuts. Today, game two, Lansing Olive Burgers. Look at that olive green uniform with the bun brown sleeves. Schofield, Sam Newton, and then Patero against the starter, Graham Osman. Lefty-lefty, no score. Osman deals. Schofield Sam takes a cold strike.
I'm going to be honest, Jesse. Those sleeves, it kind of feels like there's some barbecue sauce on the olive burger.
I like it. Okay, let's go barbecue sauce sleeves. Works for me. Osman's 0-1. Swing and a miss. That was wicked. Bending down and away. On the first inning for Osman, struck out Lasko, got DeVries on a pop bat, and Yamauchi on a ground out. It's a strike two pitch on its way. And he hits TJ Schofield Sam. TJ's hit for the 28th time this season, leading the Midwest League, one behind the minor league baseball leader.
Wear it. And just, you know, never take it off because, yeah, it just keeps on happening. My goodness. Now, the good news is he's been plunked that many times and, you know, he's still out there.
Yes, he is. Only the third HBP for Osman. Ben Newton shows bunt, pulls back, takes a ball low. That has been TJ Schofield Sam's secret weapon this year. Because, Adam, I remember earlier in the season we talked about how he really doesn't walk all that much, but his OBP is great. Two balls, no strikes on Newton.
Yeah, what does that OBP look like if he's been plunked zero times?
Yeah, it's not 38% entering the day. Opening game one, it was at 378. That's a 2-0 pitch to Newton. Strike calls. Inside corner. 91 from Osman. What do you think of the eye black stickers that Newton is sporting?
I like it. Good look.
2-1, hitters count. The pitch. Downed it in. That nearly touched his spike.
And with how many foul balls he had to chase after at third in game one in that sun setting, I think it's a good idea to pop him on there for this second game.
No argument here. 3-1 pitch. Popped it up. Foul ground. To the right of the circle. John Michael Fail discards the mask and makes the grab. One away. There's always that question for a catcher. At what point do you fling the helmet? And for John Michael Fail, it is the hockey style. He was in firm command there the whole time. CJ Patera is the batter, lefty to lefty. He takes a called strike. Way back when, the New York Giants were in the World Series and their catcher was named Hank Gowdy. And he threw away the mask, and then he promptly tripped over the mask and fell down. And a big foul pop landed untouched. And the Giants went on to lose that World Series game. Patera takes the ball down and away. 1-1.
That probably started why they teach you fling that mask as far away from you as possible.
Now, have you ever seen an umpire get hit by the mask? Catcher can't see where the umpire is, so the umpire has to avoid it. Stand out of harm's way. The 1-1. That misses a little low, apparently. Tough call for Osman.
I don't think I've ever seen it hit the umpire. That would, tough conversation walking back behind the plate.
Well, look, if the catcher doesn't know where the ump is, stay out of the firing line. Hitter's pitch here. Patera takes a called strike. There you go. Graze the outside corner.
That's like, though, playing catch with your buddy on the street. You accidentally overthrow and hit a police officer. You just, you know, Jesse,
hey,
it's
hey.
Unintentional, but you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. At first base, Schofield Sam, no score. Break even. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Slider looks good. Second strike at Frostman. Two away from Mario Gomez. Have you ever hit a police officer with a wayward throw?
No, sir. And I do not intend to do that. I appreciate their service and don't want to make contact with them with the baseball.
Lefty-lefty. Mario Gomez takes a ball low. First action for Gomez in today's twin bill. Catcher in the opener was Davis Diaz. Schofield's Sam at first, no score. Gomez grounds foul right side. One ball, one strike. As always, I encourage you to find us on social media. And if you find Adam's handle, you'll find a lot of Central Michigan things. Whether it's Jacob Marcy or Zach McKinster, all the Chippewas doing big things in the major leagues, plus Chippewa football season, it's arriving at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A. At Jay Goldstrass for me. Gomez swings and it's a fly ball out to right field. Amonte chases it back. He's at the wall. It's gone!
Hey!
Mario Gomez hits the Lansing Lugnuts' first home run since July 26th. The Olive Burgers at a tater. 2-0 Lansing.
Super Mario ends the power outage. It's about time. How about that swing?
Oh, for the Great Clips digital billboard on Olive Burger night. I love it. Here's Gunnar Goldsmith. Ground ball left side. Third baseman Graham Fields throws out at first base, ending the second inning. However, one pitch earlier, Mario Gomez gives Lansing the lead with a first round trip tour for a hometown guy in quite a while. Let's go to the third. Adam Jackson's coming up with the call. 2-0 Olive Burgers.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Ben Newton from the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
Hello there, and welcome back to Jackson Field. Lansing in front, 2-0, thanks to the Mario Gomez tater tot. Lansing's first home run since July 26th. And Gomez ends the drought. The pitch, that shoots in there from Kyle Robinson. He's been all up in the zone to start this game. 16 pitches, 15 for strikes. This is John Michael Fail, his first game this week for Dayton. The pitch, that's punched up in the air, out of play. Strike two. For Gomez, he's had just one home run this year. It was in the Arizona Complex League. He played 12 games there with the ACL Athletics, three with Stockton, fifth game with Lansing. That pitch shoots in there a little bit low. One ball, two strikes. So how about that? A little boost for the Nuts. Didn't play in game one with Davis Diaz behind the plate. Pitch. That's down low. You got to go back to Ryan Lasko on July 26th at Lake County. The last time Lansing had a home run. And even longer before that, the last time they had a home run here. 2-2. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Jesse, I don't know how many they've had here in the second half post-All-Star break for the big leagues. I don't think they got one against West Michigan. Pitch. It's a check swing tapper. And that is foul. Let's see. They've played West Michigan for 3, Cedar Rapids for 6, and then Dayton, right?
That's it.
I don't know if they got one against West Michigan. All right, we're on to something here. They definitely didn't get one against Cedar Rapids. Ooh, they did. Ryan Lasko. Here's a pitch that's over towards third. Sweeping low stop by Newton. Crawling. Gets up, throws it to first. It's in time. Benny with the jet sweep right there of his left hand to come up with that for the first out of this third inning. So there you go. Ryan Lasko. Oh, no, that's the one that's... I apologize. Let's keep on rolling here. I was looking at Lake County. I'm cheating the system.
You're good.
Pitch home. Swing and a miss. That's strike one to Jack Moss. Okay, here we go. Tommy White on Saturday, July 19th, was Lansing's only home run post-All-Star break. The pitch? That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. So outside of that, Lansing had not had a home run at home here after the All-Star break. 1-1. That shoots in just a little bit wide. 2 balls and a strike.
They were due.
And Mario Gomez, he delivered. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away, and we're even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And Gomez, you knew that thing. Right when he swung at it, it was out. And that berm is pretty full out there in right field. This stadium is pretty full. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He threw it again. He swung at it again. He's heading back to the dugout now. Jack Moss, the second K for Kyle Robinson.
It is such a weapon, that changeup.
Yes, it is. Fun to watch. Not fun to try and hit. Okay, here's Carlos Jorge. 2-0 Nuts, top 3. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. There it is again. A third consecutive changeup. Fastball, curve, slider, change, the kick change, and the splitter.
I honestly think that he is the best changeup of any Lansing pitcher this year.
This is lifted out to right. Pacheco sizes, comes over to his right, and goes over and makes the grab for the third and final out. I still want to see a little bit more from Ryan MacDeach, but I think you're onto something. Definitely seems like it's between those two and Yeison Sanchez, pretty good as well. Let's head to the bottom of the third, 2-0, Nuts in front.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Jacob Wilson with The Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
This crowd is alive inside the garage just off the Grand River on a beautiful Thursday night, August 14, 2025. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler high atop Jackson Field watching the Lansing Olive Burgers take on the Dayton Dragons. A couple different shades of green. Darker for Dayton, lighter for the Olive Burgers. Here is Carlos Pacheco for those said Olive Burgers coming up here. Osman throws. And the pitch just misses outside. Ball one. Game two today between these two. Lansing clipped Dayton 3-2 in game one. Lefty-righty matchup here. The pitch. Pacheco squares to bunt and then dances out of the way of that pitch in there at his feet. 2-0. Pacheco didn't play in game one. Now he battles against the Long Beach man, Graham Osmond. 10th rounder in 2023, selected by the Reds. 2-0. That's inside. A dirt bag. And right now, he's throwing balls at the dirt, and Pacheco scraping up that dirt in the right side of the batter's box. 2-0, thanks to the homer from Mario Gomez for the Nuts. The pitch. Right down the chute, but it's low. Ball four. First walk in this second game for Lansing. Team coming into this week last in the Midwest League in walks, but they've found a few here. They had four in the first game today. They had four in yesterday afternoon's game. Four plus four plus one, that'll give you nine. Hey-o. Here's Ryan Lasko from the right side. He wears number 26. Pitch home. That's down low. That is now five straight out of the zone. Ryan struck out on a fastball down low, bottom of the zone in his first AB. Nutt's only hit is a home run. That's the difference, up 2-0. Lefty-righty, Osmond throws home. Twisting ball, that is curve foul first base side. Osmond's got that big, lanky build, 6'3", 185. Went to Colorado Academy in Denver, Colorado for high school. And then Arizona State first before Long Beach State. The pitch, bouncing ball, that is foul third base side. So from Sun Devil to Dirtbag. A couple of cool nicknames over there on the west side of the United States. And now a Dragon facing an Olive Burger and Ryan Lasko. Looks over at first, throws home. On the ground, punch through, base hit right side. Lasko has his first hit. Nuts have their second hit. And Lansing has their first two on in this third inning. Well, if Lansing could win this game, they would earn at least a split in this series, taking the first three. Remember, the Nuts had dropped four in a row heading into this series. They took the first two against the Loons and then dropped four straight. They don't want that to happen again because they've taken the first two in this series. Here's Leo DeVries from the right side. The pitch, way up and outside. Still waiting for Leo DeVries' first lug nut home run. All eight came with the Tin Caps this year. And then traded at the deadline. He's had some extra base hits, but it's been a little bit since he's had one of those extra base hits. 1-0 pitch. High fly out to left field. Sanchez scurrying over from short along the line. Calls off his third baseman. Makes the catch just in fair territory. Good cover by Osmond going over to the vacant third base. No advance from Pacheco. One away. Oh, good communication right there. Sanchez, big flapping arms to let his third baseman, Carter Graham, know, I got this one. That reminds you, as we get closer to week zero in football season, of the punt returner either calling fair catch or yelling, Peter, 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 get out of the way of that bouncing ball. Make sure you don't kick it. And then it becomes loose, a fumble. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Pitch home. Shoots in there. Right across the heart of the plate, strike one. 2-0, Nuts in front, bottom three. Played a seven innings. Back end of a doubleheader here on this thirsty Thursday, Olive Burger night. Throw back to first, and a slide in safely from Pacheco. $3 domestics tonight, cans and drafts, $5 seltzers, $3 16-ounce soft drink specials as well on this Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. So, again, if you're around, come on in to Jackson Field. 0-1 pitch. Runners take off. Punched up in the air. Foul over towards Larch Street. That one hits the netting that separates from the concourse and the driving traffic to the east of the stadium. 330 down the left field line here at Jackson Field. The wall up 23 foot tall, both in left and right in the corners. And then jumps down to 10 feet tall, home run hill in left. Back up to 20 foot tall in left center, right center. The pitch, swing and a miss. That was filthy. In on the hands and dropping low. Nice looking slider right there from Osmond. That's a guy that does not strike out much. Yama, the second out in this third inning. Third punch out for Osmond. Now here comes TJ Schofield-Sam. Two on, two out, two to nothing Nuts. Each team with two hits. 407 out there to right center, and then it elbows in. Comes out to 337 in right before it jumps back up to that 23-foot tall wall. The pitch. Cracked up in the air, out to shallow right center. Could be trouble. In comes Confidant. Slides. He can't get there. Pacheco is in to score. Here comes Lasco. Throw to the plate. It's late as he tumbles in safely. A two-run bloop single for TJ Schofield-Sam. Nuts double up their lead.
We saw the athleticism of Carlos Jorge in game one, making a dive and catch. Yerlin Confidant, because he went for it and came up empty, that allows the second run to score.
And that's Cooper Goldie over there that's sending him. Good heads up. Lansing did get thrown out at the plate in that first game. Not there. Same type of situation. One scored, second one got tagged out. Here's Benny Newton. The pitch. Lifted out to right field. Almonte backs up. He's under it, though. Reaches up with two hands, makes the catch. And that'll do it. Lansing gets two in the second. They get two more here in the third, thanks to Schofield Sam. A two-run single. That makes it 4-0. We're off to the fourth here at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Lawrence Butler. Back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
To Lugnuts Baseball. That's right. The Law. Lawrence Butler bringing us back here on a thirsty Thursday, just after 8 o'clock Eastern time zone. Pitch home. And that drops in there. Strike one. Off speed there to Anthony Stefan. Carlos Sanchez, Carter Graham to follow. Nuts up 4-0, top four. Kyle Robinson back out there. Ready throws. Checked it. Did he go? Yes, he did. And that's a deep call down there from Caleb George. He is way back in shallow right behind TJ Schofield-Sam at first base. But he immediately went up with the right hand when they appealed down there. Robinson throws home. That's up high. Try to go back to the fastball there after a couple off speeds. Robinson, the 11th rounder in 2024 out of Texas Tech. Down in Lubbock. Guns up. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He came around on the breaking ball. That's a beauty right there. There's your third strikeout for K-Rob. Now here comes Carlos Sanchez. Righty-lefty matchup. Pitch home. Drops one in there, down low though, off speed. Robinson, a guy that grew up in a military household, so he was traveling around. He was at George C. Marshall High School in Virginia. This is lined out to left center field. Hit pretty well. Sliding to his right, Ryan Lasko gracefully says, I got this. Two away. Well done. Fifth start this year for Robinson. Make that his ninth start here in Lansing. He's got 10 starts with Midland. He's 4-4 on the season. Throws home. That's down low. Base is clear. Two away. Top four. Four zip nuts. They win this one. It'd be three straight to open up this series against the basement-dwelling Dragons. Pitch home. It's outside. Two balls, no strikes. It's been a tough year for Dayton. 13-28 in the second half. 34-72 overall. Nearly 40 games under. 2-0. That's in there. Right on the outer edge. Strike one. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. I'll tell you what, it's been a great series so far for Carter Graham. Bump him down from the 3 spot to the 4 spot in his second game, and that's exactly what his jersey says. Number 3 and number 4. Number 34. 2-1. And number 34 punches it back foul into the lower bowl. We'll do it again. First game today, 2-run homer and then a double for Graham. They did get him on a fly out to right in his last at bat. Yesterday, 2-for-4 with 2 RBI singles. He's 0-for-1 in this game so far. Pitch. On the ground, sliding stop, knocked down by Yama at short. Gets up, he's got it, but he's got no throw. So give him another hit. Carter Graham, man. All right, here's your lean confidant. He's got those mint green batting gloves wrapped around his two-tone bat. Pitch, that's outside, ball one. A buzz tonight inside Jackson Field. One oh, slice back, up and towards the suites. One ball, one strike. Back here tomorrow at 7:05. That'll be Jose Montero and Corey Avamp coming up. Nuts may have a chance at a series win tomorrow. Pitch. That's down low. Tomorrow night, Sandlot night. You're killing me, Smalls. Pitch home. That's inside. And Squints, he's going to be here. So make sure you come on out. A little meet and greet pregame with him. The gates will open up early. We'll also have a baseball game prior. That's up and in. And that is ball four. Vintage baseball will be played. Saw that earlier this year at Jackson Field. The first time I actually saw that was in Dayton. They had one going on. A vintage baseball. Pretty cool to watch. No gloves. And some pretty hot and heavy unis that they'll be wearing. So come on out tomorrow for Sandlot Night 7:05 start. In the top of the fourth of game two here tonight, Lansing leads 4-0, but trouble for Robinson. Two on, two out. Pitch. Breaking ball is in there. Strike one. Peyton Stovall. Stovall, 5'11", 200-pound from Houghton, Louisiana. An Arkansas Razorback, 22 years old. The pitch. Popped out to left field. Patero backs up. He's got room to his right, and he makes a catch. And that does it. Dayton strands two. We're through 3.5. Lansing four, Dayton none.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Hey, this is Johnny Christensen, strength coach with the Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game.
To the bottom of the fourth inning, we bring you Olive Burger Night here at Jackson Field. Lansing up 4-0. So here we come to the bottom of the fourth. CJ Patero, Mario Gomez, Gunnar Gouldsmith coming up 6, 7, and 8. A few of the newer lug nuts here in the last couple of weeks. Mario Gomez got Lansing on the board. Two-run shot. Their first home run in 15 games. And just their second home run at home post-MLB All-Star break. Lefty-lefty, the pitch. Osmond delivers it down low. It had been 15 games and 18 days since Lansing's last home run. We weren't counting, though. 1-0 pitch. That's bunted at but missed. Strike one is C.J. Patero. Lansing Fax Night tonight as well here on an Olive Burger Night. 1-1 pitch. Is a high bouncing ball to first. Backs up Moss. He's got it. Underhand toss. Covering and out as Osmond gets there in time to beat out Patero. One away. So if you're not familiar with Lansing Fax, great social media account. We had the Rick Dees band that was there playing pregame. But Lansing facts, they got all the facts. We can give you some facts about Lansing. State capital here in Michigan, centrally located. Here's Mario Gomez. Pitch home. Bouncing ball is foul over towards the Lugnuts dugout. Lefty-lefty for him to get that first home run. We would argue Lansing hosts one of the best names in all of minor league baseball, the Lugnuts, playing on Oldsmobile, being right here in Lansing.
Facts.
The 0-1 pitch. That shoots in there. Strike two. Horrocks, one of the greatest supermarket, grocery store, gelato, ice cream, beer garden spot you will find in the entire state of Michigan.
Fact.
0-2. That's a little bit up high. If you like barbecue, head down to Old Town and go visit Meat. Great, great selection of barbecue at Meat Barbecue.
Fact.
One ball, two strikes. Is a chopping ball off the bag at first base. Up in the air, Moss has it, whips it to first, late. Moss can't get it there. Gomez putting some super spin on that baseball to hit it perfect, and he makes it to level one.
What do you think is more difficult, hitting a home run like you did before, or getting a literal base hit?
That is the second literal base hit Lansing has had today. One at second, one now at first, both leading to the runner getting to first. Fact. Here's Gunnar Goldsmith. Pitch home. That's down low inside. I said Gomez getting to level one. I should have said Super Mario getting to level one. Now, he beat the game first time around. He got to level one, two, three, and four, and the flag went up the pole for him as he finished a victor. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Been a long time since I played a Super Mario on the Game Boy, but that used to be fun, right? You had to dodge all those plants and things jumping at you. And then
fire flower, man.
That's right.
Shoot those fireballs.
Get to the bottom of the flag and watch that thing raise up and hear the music. Yes, you did it. 2-0 pitch. That's inside. Three balls, no strikes. Lansing up 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth on Lansing Facts Night. Jesse, you want to hit him with that fact of that weird animal that sits on top of a certain place over there on Saginaw Highway.
Oh, you mean the giraffe?
Oh, there we go. 3-0. That's in there at the knees, inside corner, strike one.
There's a giraffe on a gas station. It's the Meyer giraffe. Fact.
Where did Olive Burgers start?
That's in Michigan.
That's right.
Fact.
3-1 pitch. Bouncing ball foul, strike two. Where did bacon cheeseburgers start?
Lansing, Michigan.
Facts.
Big Penny is a fanged bridge with eyeballs that keeps a running tally of the trucks that it chomps down on every single year.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. That is held down to. And Gunnar Goldsmith is down. Two outs.
Every time I drive under Big Penny, check out the running tally of how many trucks it's eaten now.
Hey, you know, is this a good time to ask Zach Clark when we're going to have a bacon cheeseburger night, since that was started in Lansing, Michigan? Just saying, I think we might need to have that sometime. Pitch. That's down low. Ball one. Bacon cheeseburger started at A&W here in Lansing. One of the greatest creations. So, you know, we have great food nights. I figured we should just add.
Zach says, tell the folks it's coming.
1-0. That shoots in there. Strike one. Are we going to get this done?
Yeah. He just said, oh, say less.
Okay. And that, folks, is how you come up with a promotional night. Bacon cheeseburger night coming up, 2026. Let's go. The pitch. That breaks in. Two balls and a strike. I mean, Lansing's got the food, right? You got Olive Burgers. You got bacon cheeseburgers all starting right here in the 517. How could you not love that? 4-0 Nuts in the 517. The pitch. That's inside. Three balls and a strike. Gomez still at first base. Two outs in this fourth inning. You got any more Lansing facts for us, Jesse? Anything else you wanted to shout out about Lansing?
The fish ladder in Old Town.
Oh.
It's wild.
3-1. That is in there. Strike two.
Shout out to Bruce's Pets, one of the coolest, weirdest pet store. I brought my five-year-old in so we could watch a scorpion get fed.
Okay. I'm going to give a shout-out to Old Truck and Diner up there in Old Town. That
That's
is a great eat.
Good Truck and Diner.
Good breakfast. 3-2. Up in the air, out to shallow left. Shortstop Sanchez running out there, gets out of the way, and then a sliding, tumbling grab by Stefan right behind him, and they somehow avoided a collision. Oh, my goodness. The shallow fly balls tonight in both games by both teams have been dicey. But that will get us through four innings. Lansing, we love you. And the Lugnuts, they lead 4-0 in the 517. Fact.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, we're going to the ER immediately. And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Jackson Field bumping tonight. Nuts up 4-0, looking for a doubleheader sweep. Kyle Robinson looking to get through five, scoreless. Time called. Mario Gomez put his hand up first, stood up, and then sprinted out there to Kyle Robinson. Have a quick chat before we get this fifth inning started. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, along with our entire production crew, joining you from high atop Jackson Field. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Dragons. Four runs, four hits, no errors for the Olive Burgers. It's a pitch home. Up in the air, way out there to right. Pacheco under it, jogs to his left, waits for that thing to come down, and finally does. One pitch, one out. Hey, Jesse, just so you know, two outs away. You know, the production room, they ranked me on my singing in the first game, so might be a little pressure on you here.
Not just ranked. I heard people come over and say they didn't realize you had such a beautiful voice.
Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Well, I tell you what. None of those words were uttered from the room to our left. That must have come from somewhere else.
Maybe not out loud.
Yo, one pitch. That shoots in there, strike two. So, you know, I don't know if I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you want them to rank you, out of 10, I think they will. Just saying.
I mean, I don't need their love. We have this mutual support. There's no need for me for an evaluation.
Okay.
Folks down there are singing. That makes me feel good.
0-2 pitch. That's down low.
Now, that said, I heard you got a 7. So if you would like to take that microphone, and when we hit the stretch, you think that you can exceed the 7.
Oh, man, come on. I can't take the mic from you. 1-2. That's on the ground, left side, and boomeranged out there for a base hit. That thing was just bounding right between short and third. No chance for Newton and Yama. Base hit for John Michael succeed. John Michael fail. I don't know how I got those twisted, you know?
Hey, on a healthy day, he's John Michael Kale.
There you go. Not to be confused with Michael K.
Right.
Thank you. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Jack Moss.
I mean, the nice thing for him is that he lives in South Carolina, because if he lived in Michigan all winter, he would be John Michael Pale.
Ah. Ba-doom-tsh. The 0-1, that's down low, 1-1. And, you know, if he ever gets caught out in, what's that, that rain that falls, that sometimes it comes down in, like, little quarter size. Oh, yes, that's right. He would be John Michael Hale.
And now this has become John Michael Stale.
1-1. That shot back foul. It's going up to the suites. Strike two. You guys got any more? You got any more for us? You know, when he goes out in the morning to get that thing from the person that drops off your John Michael mail. Pitch home. That's down low to Jack Moss. 2-2.
A legend at North Greenville University, because he's not John Michael Yale.
Ah. Now, What happens if he wanted to take after the legendary broadcaster Bill King and be John Michael Sale?
I see.
2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
I apologize.
Back to your regularly scheduled program.
It's because this at-bat went to 3-2. That's how we got to this point.
Every other AB's been going quick. 4-0 in the top of the fifth. Lansing in front. One out, one on. Pitch home. And that is just a touchdown low. Boy, that was right there, but a great changeup for Robinson. He doesn't get the call, and that is his second walk. So two on, one out. A real threat here for Dayton because the bases now have a couple of their 8 and 9 hitters on them. And you go back to the top of the card here for Carlos Jorge. He's 1-for-2 in this second game. He had one hit in that first game, scored one of their runs. One big swing or one gap type of swing. And Dayton's right back in this. Pitch home. That's outside, ball one.
This is where Robinson would get himself into trouble before. When he was working effectively, he was attacking these hitters.
One-oh pitch. On the ground, weakly hit right at the shortstop, Yama. Steps left to second, tags it, throws to first. Double play. 6 unassisted, 3, and that'll do it. Let's stretch. Bottom five next. 4-0. Nuts. Of the fifth inning, here comes the first pitch home. Cracked out to center field, hit well. Back goes Confidon, and he takes it away. A gap shot, seeking missile from Ryan Lasko, not to be. One down.
Adam, that's big. That is the deepest part of the ballpark. That is where a center fielder's mettle is tested. And on the first pitch of the inning, you get to see how alert everybody is.
Well, they were alert. They also are alert. Lansing leads 4-0, bottom five. Here's Leo DeVries. The pitch popped up into shallow center field. Uh-oh, Confidon doesn't know where it is. Now he finds it over to his right and just makes the grab. His arm stretched out, kind of making a right angle by his waist to hold on to that thing. Two pitches, two outs, and the one that was hit what seemed more routinely was the one that was more challenging.
I feel like that ball found him. So he lost it, but the ball just kept on going in his general vicinity.
No need to put that baseball in the lost and found. Pitch home. Yama takes it a little bit wide, squared to bunt, pulled it back, ball one.
Hey, can we go back to how the top half of this inning ended? Because Kyle Robinson might have been on the ropes, but he threw a great change. And Casey Yamauchi turned it into a threat-retiring double play.
Pitch home. This is in there, strike two. Now make that strike one. Oh, hold on. Oh, my apologies. So I challenged the production room to come up with scores for Jesse since they scored me for my fifth inning stretch in game one. So let's get to him here in a second. 1-1. That's down low at the toes. 2-1. All right, so they're all holding up yellow legal padded paper. And let's see. Chris has a 9. Terry with an 8.734. Cassidy a 9.2. And in all caps, great job, exclamation point. An 8-8. The pitch. That's popped up in the infield. And now first baseman Moss is trying to find it, looking for it, and it drops down. Yama has himself a high fly single, perhaps, in the infield. The lights just have been the worst here for the Dragons in this fifth inning. It was right to the right of the mound, and Moss had no idea where it was. Is Stevens a 7.1? Oh, no, that's Dale's. What is Stevens? Oh, I can't read that, Terry. Is that 9.7? Oh, 9.7. Pitch. That is in there. Strike one. Let's see what they do for Yama, by the way. Are they going to go, I think, base
hit? It's a hit. It's a gift of a hit. This inning should not be continuing.
Well, it is. That's up 4-0.
If you're TJ Schofield, Tim, hit it in the air.
Pitch home, swinging a foul tip. That's into the glove, strike two. All right, so I got no higher than a 7. Jesse got no lower than a 7.2.
So you know where the standard is. You know what you're chasing.
Master, meet Padawan. Enough said. 0-2. Breaking ball is whacked out towards short on a hop. Charging Sanchez sets, fires to first, bending down. Moss grabs. And that will do it. So Yama's pop-up single is stranded. We head to the sixth. The man that can belt the seventh inning stretch better than anybody in this league takes you the rest of the way. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser coming up right after this.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Entering the sixth inning in a 4-0 game. Olive Burgers lead the Dayton Dragons. Metzing is looking for a doubleheader sweep. Kyle Robinson's pitch. Fastball below the knees. Ball one to Anthony Stefan. That is Stefan Sanchez Graham. 2-3-4 in the Dayton attack. Anthony Stefan is 0-2 with a strikeout and a double play ball. Swings and misses the changeup. 1-1. So far against Robinson, 4 singles scattered. Each in a different inning. He deals. A ground ball to the second baseman, Goldsmith. Fields, those to first. One away. The Athletics are idle tonight. Meanwhile, the AAA Las Vegas Aviators take on the Tacoma Rainiers. That game will get underway in about an hour and 10 minutes. Interesting thing is that the Rainiers logo is an R, a red R. Meanwhile, the Frisco Rough Riders are the AA opponent for the Midland Rockhounds in the A's organization. And the Frisco Rough Riders logo is two R's in that same kind of reddish tint, although a little bit more brick. And that game is underway. Robinson to Carlos Sanchez, righty to lefty, 4-0 Lansing. Swing and a miss. Kick changeup. He has thrown that change over and over and over. And there's nothing these Dayton Dragons have done to solve it. Robinson offers. Change up. Strike two call. So you can swing. You can take. It's not mattering. Sanchez is one of three strikeouts for Robinson so far. One out with the bases clear. Our 2 pitch. Change up sails outside. Starting pitcher today for the AA Midland Rockhounds, Gage Jump. Lefty who was the Lansing opening day starter way back when for his professional debut. And is now one of the top prospects in all of baseball, let alone the A's. Swinging a foul. Sanchez stays alive on another changeup. One ball, two strikes with one out. Nobody on top of the sixth inning. Jump so far, three innings, two strikeouts, no walks, two hits, one unearned run because of a loop man error. His pitch is too high, just to show him the elevated fastball. 2-2. Cole Kahn a double already. And Brendan Malone a base hit. Shortstop Yamauchi's up the middle. The pitch to Sanchez. Up high. Left the breaking ball up. Catcher Mario Gomez reacted. Like maybe there was a chance, but no. That pitch was too tall. And credit Sanchez here in working the count full. Carter Graham has been red hot in the series. Waits on deck. Here's the payoff. Fought off. We stay 3-2. Fastball in on the hands. One of the key stories for the Midland Rockhounds recently has been the promoted Lugnuts. Tommy White went up. He's playing first base, by the way. He'd been playing only third when he was here in high A. He's hitting .315 in double A. Sanchez swings and foul tips. Strike three. Fastball by him at 95. Four strikeouts for Robinson. Twice he's gotten Sanchez. Now Carter Graham. Two outs and nobody on. The infield shifts to the pole side for the right-handed batter. Graham has flied out and singled here in game two. 4-0 Lansing. Graham takes a called strike. Slider to start him, top of the zone. Well, not only is Tommy White hitting .315, Jared Dickey is hitting .375. He's been brilliant. Robinson's pitch, fouled away right side. Started the bat too late on the fastball. And it's nothing and two. Robinson looks for a perfect sixth. Looking to fire six shutout innings here in game two. No action in the pen. Pitch 74. Curveball off the outside corner. If he had dropped that curve down the middle, I'm saying there was a chance. No, sir. Graham a good take. 4-0 Olive Burgers. 1-2 pitch. Yanked it outside. Changeup. 2-2. Yerlin Confidant is waiting on deck. Confidant has not been retired yet by Robinson. Single at a walk. Can Robinson find that 6-0? He delivers. Curveball fouled away. Yesterday we saw Brett Judkins on 90 pitches go 7 2/3 innings. What a gem here for Kyle. Dealing. Fastball fouled back off the ricochet back to the screen. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., Corey Avant gets the ball for the Lugnuts. Jose Montero will counter for Dayton. We'll see if the great pitching will continue. Steven Echeverria on Saturday against Nestor Laurent. The pitch, a ground ball weakly struck to short. Yamauchi picks it up. Here's the throw to first. He's gone. Side retired. Perfect fashion. Six scoreless for Kyle Robinson. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Olive Burgers 4, Dragons nada.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Love Lost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, Love Lost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
The driving crooner cam, spotlighting Adam as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Only on Lansing Facts Night. Only. All right, let's go to the bottom of the sixth, shall we? Bryce Hubbard enters his second inning of work out of the Dayton pen. Last chance for the Olive Burgers Ted Insurance. And we'll open things up with Ben Newton, followed by C.J. Patero, and then Mario Gomez. Switch hitter bats right. Southpaw lets it fly. Check swing. Strike call. Top of the zone, 89. And Newton is fouled out and flied out here in game two. Game one, he was right in the thick of things with a double and a sacrifice. The pitch. Broke it in there. Called strike two. Hubbard worked around a rather fluky infield single last inning. Little pop up in the infield that the first baseman Moss never saw. But he stranded Casey Yamauchi. Rocks and deals. Newton swings and misses. Struck him out on three pitches. Throw down by John Michael. Fail? Yes, sir. Didn't sail. At a 2-3 on the end. That strikeout. What a win. And the Lansing pen. Wander Guante is warming up for the seventh. It appears that Kyle Robinson is not going to get a chance to go for a complete game shutout. ZJ Patero is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. It's a lefty-lefty matchup here. 4-0 Olive Burgers. Broke it in for a called strike. Buckled in. Patero's first action of the night here in game two after he didn't play in game one. Trying to get his bat going again here in high A. Pitch on its way. Inside. One ball, one strike. Spoke with the assistant hitting coach, Cooper Goldby, earlier today just about what was going on with CJ, Cameron Leary, a number of the players who've come up from single-A Stockton. How he wanted them to meet more success here with Lansing. 1-1, breaking ball, fouled back under the screen. Strike two. And what I heard from Cooper was that right now, a couple of these players, Leary, Patero in particular, have been very pull-happy. And so trying to get them to use the backside of the field to get Patero to hit the ball out to left if he gets pitched away. Breaking ball, hooks in for a called strike three. What a curve. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hubbard. Now listen to the crowd. It is Mario Gomez's night. On the first pitch to Super Mario. Up and in, ball one. He is brimming with personality. And today, I bet the power. Two-run homer in the second inning. That broke the scoreless deadlock. 4-0 Olive Burgers right now. 2-for-2, single and a homer. The pitch fouled off at home. You know when Mario Gomez is in a room. You just know. And earlier today, hours before first pitch of game one, there was Gomez over at third base practicing his leads. Practicing, let's say he's the runner at third. Ball goes out to the outfield. Where should he go? How should he step off the lead with the pitcher on the mound? Based on what the ball does, where the ball gets hit. Just making sure his footwork is right. 1-1 pitch to Gomez. Strike two called. Outside corner at the letters. That's the fun thing. All that goes on early in the day. All the early cage work. The early work with the catchers. The early work with the infielders and the outfielders. And the base running. And then the work that the player puts in. On his own accord. Two outs, base is clear. Hubbard's 1-2. Fouled off at home.
Lot that goes in on a grind of a year, a grind of a life for a baseball player. They start young, and they are working year-round, whether in season or not. And then once you're in season, it is every day.
The pitch, breaking ball up and inside, 2-2. I think the question for a player, or for a coach for that matter, is how do you break through the grind? And how do you make today matter and take full advantage of it? Hubbard to the plate. Down low, 3-2. That is what you and I talk about entering each broadcast. What can we do each night? Have a little fun. And then enjoy some baseball. We've enjoyed today. Pale pitch from Hubbard. Gomez takes outside. He's on again. Two-out walk given out by Hubbard, drawn by Super Mario Gomez.
Mario's the man tonight. My goodness.
You know, that's the other delightful thing about the game of baseball is you can show up. Might not have attended many games, or this might be your first, and he might make a whole new fan all in one day. Gunnar Goldsmith swings and rips a base hit to left field. One hop to Stefan. Gomez to second on the Goldsmith single. Look at the bottom part of the order, putting something together here.
Well, you can never have enough runs before that final half inning, so Lansing trying to stack up at least one more.
Carlos Pacheco will step in, but first catcher fail with a word. John Michael failed back to home plate. Love the contrast in the greens. The Dayton Dragons have more of a Kelly green, the Olive Burgers more of the olive green. John Michael fail, that is the green of his chest protector, of his shin guards. It's like the Boston Celtics green. The pitch. Carlos Pacheco takes a called strike. Do you think that, just hang with me here, Adam, there's like a shine for the Dayton Dragons green, right? It's that dragon reptilian green. That John Michael Fail green. It's a little close to the MSU Spartans for that catching gear. Oh, one coming. Swing and a miss. What a hook.
I can see it. On the banks of the Red Cedar, there's a team that's known to all.
You know what their specialty is?
Its specialty is winning, and the Spartans play good ball. Rah, rah, rah.
Spartan teams are always winning. Well, the Olive Burgers are winning. Lansing won game one, winning here in game two, looking for a third straight win of the series. Two on, two out, 0-2. Pacheco grounds down to third base, grabbed by Graham, and then the Rays to third. He applies the tag on Gomez. Gomez tried to dodge it, sprawled into the bag, and then off he goes. The hair flipping the whole way. Hey, let's go to the seventh inning. Walk, single, two left, no runs. The four-run lead will have to suffice. Wander Guante, the man whose last name means glove, is coming in from the bullpen to show some love. Lansing three outs away from a doubleheader sweep.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
This is Tyler Soderstrom with the Athletics. Now back to the ballpark.
It's Wander Guante time, which means that Kyle Robinson is done. Six innings, four hits, all of those hits singles, no runs. He walked two, he struck out four, he's in line for the win. Third different occasion this season that Kyle Robinson has tossed six scoreless. Earlene Confidant, Peyton Stovall, Ariel Almonte coming up. Dayton down 4-0 and down to their very last three outs. Wander Guante, the ready. Lets it fly. Up and away, ball one. Earlene Confidant is 1-for-1. Single, walk. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Slider. I'm doubting myself, Adam. I think that might have been the high spin change. Break even. Broken bat grounder right back to Wander. Off to first. Underhanded. And TJ receives. There's one away, and Adam is not happy.
He's running over there. One unassisted.
There's the baseball code that the pitcher should flip it over to first base. And Adam loves writing 1U on his scorecard.
1UA.
When you A.
Yeah, I really don't need the A, but I don't know. I've just always done it.
Okay.
I just like to see him sprint over and touch the bag.
The A is the scarlet letter. Peyton Stovall takes up and in. Hey, I appreciate that.
It's not AI, you know. It's.
Do you know what we just had to end the bottom of the sixth was the old 5U. The pitch. There's a called strike. 1-1 on Stovall. By the way, boo to AI.
Yeah, I heard you were giving hot takes about how much you don't like that.
Nah, not a fan. Here's the 1-1. Fly ball out to right field. This ball is hit well. Pacheco is back, nearing the fence. He makes the catch up against the digital board. There's a chain link fence out there that is not comfortable, and yet Pacheco put the back right into it. Out number two.
Yeah, he didn't have any room right there. And he went full force into that, was not giving it up, knew exactly where he was with help from the warning track. That's a great grab.
One out away from a doubleheader sweep at a third straight win to open up the series. Ariel Almonte swings and lifts it to left, and this could do it. It's C.J. Patero fading back, plenty of room. One-hand catch. The ball game is over. The doubleheader is swept. In game one, Lugnuts 3, Dragons 2. And in game two, the Olive Burgers blank the Dragons 4-0. Hey, these olive green jerseys, they pulled them out twice this year. Once with Joey Chestnut, and then once for Lansing Facts Night. And your Lansing fact is, it's a dub. Lansing improves to 20-25 and 56-55 over 500 for the season. All the Dragons fell to 13-29, 34-73 for the year. No save, but Wander Guante wraps up with Kyle Robinson started. Mario Gomez, a two-run homer. TJ Schofield-Sam, a two-run single. Adam, that's a good winning formula.
Yes, it is. Three straight wins. This is a good bounce back. After four straight losses, Lansing's come home, taking care of business, and they can do no worse than a split. They'll obviously be hunting for more. And remember, last time Dayton came here at the beginning of the second half, Lansing was down 3-1, and they had to really have a big weekend to just even get a split. But they have contained Dayton's offense a second time around here at home, and that's been showing so far. Good pitching.
Game was wrapped up in 1 hour and 32 minutes.
Hey, man, we'll take that.
Carter Graham hit a two-run homer in game one in the first inning, and then the Dayton Dragons did not score in the next 13.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's this offense. They've struggled this year, and that's a reason that they're sitting 34-73 right now. It's just been a tough year for the Dragons.
We'll see what tomorrow holds. Corey Abant gets the ball. Jose Montero to oppose tomorrow night, Sedlund night. Vintage baseball from 5 to 6. Oh, by the way, Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame induction. 5:30 to 6:20 will be the dinner. And then 6:20, 6:25, the plaques will be revealed. That's coming up tomorrow. We talked about this being full day of baseball at the old ballyard. And I would say a triumphant full day of baseball for the folks here in Lansing. Now everyone can go enjoy some live music and some olive burgers.
Absolutely. What else could you want? It's a beautiful evening. A couple of Lansing Lugnut and Lansing Olive Burger wins. Get some food, continue your beverages, and listen to some music. Enjoy some nightlife here in the 517.
Yes, sir. Attendance here today, 6,347. What a great crowd on a Thursday night in Michigan State Capitol. And they got to see a couple of wins. Until tomorrow, three more games to go in this series. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next 2 nights, Laughter Fireworks, Big Lug's birthday on Sunday. Go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, final score is 3-2 and 4-0. Lansing, the sweep of the Twin Bill against Dayton. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hey, dig in, savor, and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Thanks so much for keeping us company. And go Olive Burgers!